Right, this is Graham Marshall from Spirit of the Wapentake, and I'm with my mate Bonner again. We've been reviewing bands, haven't we, Bonner?
We have, yes.
And this one was pretty special, wasn't it?
It was, yes, at the Greystones on Monday the 27th of May. We went and saw quite a new prog band called Life Signs.
Yeah, and there's not many new prog bands about, are there?
But,
is it growing again?
There are.
Yeah?
You see,
it's coming back.
It's the metal scene, yeah. I mean, you've got bands like Opeth.
Yeah, metal.
Dream Theatre, who are coming.
Yep, true, yeah.
You know, all of these, and then there's all this kind of orchestral metal and the operatic metal, so...
I'd say this was more old-school styly, though, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah, this was more kind of prog rock rather than prog metal.
Yeah, and, I mean, we found out about this band through getting details from one of the promoters of the event, and I'd never heard of them before, but reading the bump, it sounds like they've got a really good album out that's done well in the charts.
Yeah, I'll give you a bit of background anyway. So, Life Signs released their debut CD to great acclaim in January of 2013 and have since been number one in the Amazon Classic Rock and Prog charts in the UK, USA, Canada, Germany, France, Italy and Japan. So CD sales show little sign of abating, and as such, demand for Life Signs to tour has continued to grow. They were nominated this year by Prog Magazine for their Best Newcomer Award. So Life Signs are John Young on keys and vocals. Now he's done work with Asia, Scorpions, Greenslade and the Straubs. Frosty Beadle on drums, who's ex-Cutting Crew. We believe it was John Paul on bass, but there's also Nick Beggs has played bass for them as well.
Right.
He's John Paul was ex-Cardiacs and Wild Hearts. Mm. And then, I hope I pronounced this correctly, I think it's Nico Sonef.
Yeah, I think you're right. But it's spelt a bit weird, isn't it? Yeah.
It's one of those Eastern European spellings. I'm guessing it's a T-S. I know in Polish T-Z is usually C.
Right.
So Nico Sonef, anyway, on guitar. And, well, what can we say about the band? They were absolutely mind-blowingly good.
Yeah, the thing that made me laugh was that we went in there. I mean, you're pretty critical of bands generally. I mean, you know what's good, you know what's not good. That's why I like you to do the reviews.
Well, I mean, I do play myself, so I'm a guitarist and bassist.
Yeah, so you know what you're talking about.
In particular.
But we, having walked up to the Greystones from the main road due to a public transport error, we got there just before they started.
We missed the support bands, unfortunately.
Yeah, that was a bit unfortunate. But we wandered in there with our pints, and they just started as we walked in. So it was perfect timing, really. And I remember after the first tune, to call it that, you just turned to me and went, "Awesome." Or something like that.
The bass player was out of this world. Yeah. I mean, their bass player is probably one of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Every technique that you could think of, I think that man used.
Yeah, and you've seen a few. It's not as if you're talking out of your bum.
No.
It's.
But then later on, because you went about you were saying about Nico on guitar.
Right, yeah.
And he was doing some incredible stuff. He uses whammy bar as well, which a lot of guitarists don't use nowadays.
Yeah.
But some of the sound and texture he was getting out of that guitar, it just showed what.
Yeah,
a truly amazing musician he was.
I think he built up through the gig, didn't he?
Yes.
I think at first you didn't really notice him as much as halfway through. That's when he came into his own.
Yeah.
Am I right or not?
Again, I think an overall strength of the band is that they know when to play and when not to play.
Yeah.
I think if everybody played really technical stuff all together, obviously there are places for that, but if you did it all the time, it would just...
It'd be a cacophony, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah, and it would be boring.
Yeah, or it'd be like Yes used to do, which is everybody takes the turn at showing off, which is a different way of doing it around. They got the balance about right, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they were doing some really nice harmony stuff, and John Young on keyboards, fantastic keyboard player, great vocalist as well.
Yeah. The vocals were spot on.
Yes.
Really good. And I've been reading a little bit about them, and they were saying that they prefer to do the major chord stuff.
Yeah.
They prefer to have it you know, sort of positive energy kind of stuff going on. None of the sort of minor chord stuff that you can sometimes get in those bands.
Yeah, the sadder sounding chords, yes.
Yeah, but it was really good. And
uplifting.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm.
And the, as I said, some of the sounds were very reminiscent of some of the early prog stuff.
Yeah, I would have said more mid-prog, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it reminded me a lot of kind of, well, Steve Hackett.
Yeah.
When he went solo.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
yeah,
things like Spectral Mornings, Carry On Up the Vicarage, those kind of albums. So,
and he'd had some input into the original
Yes,
album,
I believe
didn't
he actually played on the Life Signs album.
Mm. Well, that was evident, because they were basically trying to replicate music from the album as closely as they could.
Yes.
I mean, they did have a problem getting a good guitarist who could do the whole kit and caboodle. But they managed it. They got there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very good gig. And that review, when you said awesome to me, that was a half pint review, as I call it. That's when we're sober enough to make sense of it all.
Yeah, it all went rapidly downhill, didn't it?
Yeah, once it gets to 3 or 4 pints, it's like, you know, everything's more...
I love you, I want to have your children.
Yeah, it's like, you and me against the world and all this stuff. It didn't get to that stage.
We were
very compass mentis right to the end. And what a great gig. I really enjoyed it.
Yes.
And I was surprised to find out later that the route we took to get there from Chapel Town, well, from High Green via Burn Cross, right through town. If we'd have stayed on that bus, we'd have got there quicker.
That sounds about right.
Does go past the bottom of Greystones Road that I found out later, which I thought, well, that's gutting. That's we got off one bus to get on the wrong bus, didn't we?
Yes.
But it's worth knowing that, because if it's that easy to get to, it makes it more doable.
Yes.
Because I don't go to the Greystones often enough, and it's a great little venue.
Yeah.
Really,
I mean, for anybody who with has problems walking, it is a bit of a hill if
you're
walking
from
the bottom.
Yeah, definitely. There are buses that go up Greystones.
I believe there are.
But be careful what the travel line tells you, because I've been duped twice now on this one. So, you know, you really do need to research the bus correctly if you don't want to walk up the hill. Well, I'll tell you what, one thing that was worth mentioning is the actual sound quality itself, you know, the engineering of the gig, the mixing of the gig was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, Steve Rispin, I believe, was their engineer.
That was spot on. There was nothing wrong with it at all, so as I could tell.
Yes, yeah, I mean, and he just worked like a Trojan.
Yeah.
All night.
Making sure it was absolutely spot on. He was running past us at one time, because we were stuck near the back. We're getting late. All the seats were taken.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, though, a lot of those people there knew the band quite well.
Yes.
They'd been
before. It was quite intimate, wasn't it?
Definitely.
Quite an intimate gig.
Yeah.
Probably only about 50, 60 people in, I would guess.
Yeah. But I would say at least 30 of them looked like regular seers of the band.
Oh, yes.
From where they were talking and that.
There was somebody from Western Supermare, I believe, wasn't
there? People from all over the place, who'd come direct all the way to Sheffield to see the band. That is good. That shows how good they were.
Yes, yeah.
So, a must-see. If ever they come back to Sheffield, Life Signs, keep an eye out for them, because they may do other venues nearby, you know, Wakefield, Barnsley, whatever. Keep an eye out for the name Life Signs. And the album can be purchased via the website. There is a Life Signs website. If you just do a search for Life Signs, signs as it with a G in it, the very first thing you'll come across, I think, is Life Signs.
Yes, it's http://www.lifesigns.me/.
Right. And dead easy to get onto. You can hear some of the music on there. Not the full tracks, but you can hear sort of segments of tracks. Mm-hmm. And you can order a CD from there.
Yes.
Fantastic night out. Really enjoyed it. Yeah. And, you know, when I first was getting ready to go, I think, it's a long trek up to Greystones. Mm. But it was well worth it. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in, Bonner.
Thanks for having me.